Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
Now, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
Thiago Silva has confirmed his plans to leave Chelsea this summer, ending a four-year stint at Stamford Bridge. Silva joined Chelsea from PSG in 2020 and helped lead the Blues to the Champions League title in his first season in London. The 39-year-old Brazilian defender posted the following farewell video this morning to say goodbye to his Chelsea fans.
Numa situação normal, já é difícil. Ter uma despedida. Ainda mais quando existe um amor recíproco. Isso fica ainda mais difícil. Mas uma vez blue, sempre blue.
Very emotional. I also got a little emotional. Silva has been linked to a return to Brazil with Fluminense and has also been linked to a potential move to MLS. Nico, if this winds up being Thiago Silva's last season, how would you rank him throughout his whole career?
Oh, my God. Top. He's such a leader as a center back. He had a significant spell with Milan, probably the last Milan before they went downhill until the resurgence now with PSG. The consistency that you got on a center back. And with Chelsea, I think towards the latter end of his career, it wasn't as maybe magnificent as he was throughout his time at PSG, where I think he reached the peak.
When you say top, who you compare
him to? I don't know. I have to write down names. But between him and Marquinhos at PSG, they were lions, the two of them. The thing is that he's 39. He's been in Europe for a really long time. And did we all see Captains of the World? The Netflix talk and you know, the adversity that he had. So for him to get back to where he is, or at least climb to the heights and to the creme de la creme of European football, is pretty significant.
With that being said, where would you like to see him play next? In Fluminense or in the MLS, like a team, Oscar Pareja's team, where they have high possession? There's a lot of Brazilians in Orlando.
I mean, that would be a good fit if MLS standard. He's 39 years old. He's turning 40 this year. I don't know how much left, because I don't know how much left he has in him. He looks like he's killing. Going great.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's not lacking for anything, really, at the moment. His pace is still pretty good, and he reads a game, as you pointed out, as one of the best defenders ever.
He's imperious. Fluminense could also be a good shout. Felipe Melo now is deputizing as a center back. You know, center defensive mid transitioned to center back because of his age. He's 40 years old. You guys remember Antonio Carlos, the center back for Orlando City that was there? He's at Fluminense now, and they're slowly working him into the starting lineup. Wherever he goes, I think if he goes to Brazil, it's going to be difficult for him to maintain a starting position rather than, like, on MLS? Orlando City or something like that. I think Orlando's a great shout.
I'll tell you right now, if you can get a Thiago Silva to come to your club in Major League Soccer, given his experience, his intelligence, because I think as a center back, it's very difficult to have a super high standard in Major League Soccer because all the money is spent in the attacking half of the field. So if you can get a player for a good deal like Thiago Silva, if he's not coming over as a DP, if you can get him for max TAM, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
for 98% of the teams in Major League Soccer.
Just what the kids will learn with him around in training would be huge.
He wants to be a coach, right? So it's kind of like what we see with Chiellini, right? Yeah, come in, you're not going to play the full season. You're going to, I think, expected to build your fitness up throughout the year and be rotated, keep the balance, also coach the younger generation, and then be ready for the playoffs when those games matter. So I would love to see Thiago Silva in Major League Soccer, and I think he'd be a phenomenal given he's put in the right situation.
And I mean, the right money. Because, as you said, putting a DP slot on that position
is really
difficult if you're not just manhandling everybody and basically starting the attack and being really good on set pieces, which he's good at all those things.
If you're Van Dijk in his prime, you can spend a DP money, but not at 35 plus.
And if you want to compare ages, Chiellini really wasn't so bad at his age in Major League Soccer.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable.
They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.